are really using it a lot for evaluating players. You know, we can tell the Tampa Bay Rays, for example, that they saved 85 runs with their defense last year, and they were the best defensive team in all of baseball. So we have 28 different categories of good plays and 54 categories of misplays. So we keep track of all those things, and then our clients use that information to work with players.
But how is that integrated with traditional baseball scouting reports?
That's exactly what it is. It's another form of scouting information.
Your book makes the assertion that, you know, we're now getting a good handle on measuring defense. Why do you think it wasn't gauged very well in the past?
You know, for years in hitting and pitching, all there was you know, pretty much batting average, home runs, RBIs, and ERA. But those were pretty good stats to measure hitting and pitching. For defense, all we had was fielding percentage, and that really didn't give you a heck of a lot. I mean, it told you the guys that made a lot of errors and maybe they're not the best. Well, now we feel with all the different things that we're measuring, range and throwing arm and ability to turn double plays, we now feel that we could have a very good handle. Maybe we're measuring 60 to 70% of the real value, the real underlying skill of a baseball player defensively.
So you've come up with all kinds of different terms now. There's a lot of unique stats in the book, like defensive runs saved.
That's the main one, defensive runs saved. Our mission is to come up with one particular stat that is easily explainable to the public and to teams, and it's basically the currency of baseball. It's runs. The average player is zero. The worst left fielder in baseball was the Phillies' Raul Ibanez. He cost them 23 runs with his defense in left field when you add up all the different measurements that we use, whereas the best defender in left field was Brett Gardner with the Yankees, and he saved 23 runs. So between, you know, the best and the worst left fielder, that's almost 50 runs of difference. And just to give you a frame of reference, there's a rule of thumb that 10 runs is a win. So that's 5 wins of difference between the best defender in left field in baseball and the worst.
Okay, so give me your evaluation. You know, we're here in Red Sox Nation. Give me your evaluation of the Red Sox defense.
Sure. The Red Sox had an above-average defense last year. They saved 17 runs overall with their defense. The ironic thing was their pitching staff that was very poor defensively. You know, the Red Sox have a tremendous second baseman in Dustin Pedroia, was the Fielding Bible Award, as well as getting a Gold Glove last year. And Adrian Gonzalez at first base, we project him. He saved 12 runs last year for them as a team, and we project him to save another 7. For this year, we're projecting the team as a whole to once again be above average defensively, 10th best defensive team in baseball to save 12 runs as a team overall. So Red Sox are good defensively.
It all seems like the ultimate goal here is to be able to predict any given player's performance, you know, right down to a single play well in advance. It's almost like a supercomputer predicting a weather pattern weeks in advance. I mean, is that the goal?
It really is. I mean, that is what, you know, general managers and teams are basically doing every day.
So your company provides data to about half of the major league organizations. So what are the other 15 teams doing?
A lot of teams have their own things that they do. There's a spectrum in baseball. There's about a third of the teams that are really advanced analytically. You know, teams like the Red Sox and the Cleveland Indians and the Yankees. Then there are another third of the teams that are starting to get a handle on it. There's just certain teams that haven't used it. It's not the answer to everything, but it's a tool in the arsenal to help you do a better job evaluating players.